Palestinian officials are growing increasingly concerned about the health of Yasser Arafat. Doctors from Jordan and elsewhere are headed to the West Bank city of Ramallah tomorrow. An ambulance arrived at Arafat's compound this evening amid reports that the Palestinian leader is very sick. Palestinian Prime Minister Ahmed Kouraya and the Secretary General of the PLO, Mahmoud Abbas, are also said to be inside the compound. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. And Peter, there have been some mixed messages about just how serious Yasser Arafat's illness is.
That's right, Melissa. What we're hearing is a general concern that it seems to be getting worse, that the 75-year-old Yasser Arafat's condition is worsening to some extent, but we don't have a clear answer as to what exactly is wrong. Palestinian officials who've been in touch with Arafat's inner circle inside the compound say that they're reporting they're worried because his condition doesn't seem to be getting any better. In fact, it seemed to worsen tonight. He's not able to keep food down. He's dehydrated. He's already been living in pretty harsh conditions in a windowless room for the last 2 years. There have been reports it's a stomach virus of some kind. Other officials say there's just nothing definite. Doctors, including Arafat's personal physician from Jordan, are on their way as of tomorrow. And the officials say at that point a decision will be made on whether he needs to be moved from the compound for further medical attention.
Now, doctors from Egypt and Tunisia had examined Arafat earlier this week. Apparently their tests were not conclusive.
Well, officials say those tests ruled out some things, such as stomach cancer, but Arafat aides say the Palestinian Authority leader may simply need time to rest and recover from what could be stomach flu. But clearly, there's renewed concern tonight. This ambulance coming, carrying local doctors to examine him. There was a large convergence, naturally, of journalists outside, and just general concern about his condition, although one official, Hanan Ashrawi, says that she doesn't believe the situation is critical, as in a matter of hours or anything like that.
Now, Israel is reportedly prepared to allow Arafat to leave his compound, travel to a hospital in Ramallah if necessary. What about letting him leave the country itself?
The Israelis do say, yes, he will be allowed to leave the country, but Palestinians say there's two different issues at play here. They say he'd be quite comfortable going to a hospital in Ramallah. He'd be very worried about leaving the country and then not being allowed back in, and that has been the Israeli position to date. He can leave, but any question of whether he'd be allowed to return to the country would have to wait until after he recuperates. So that's problematic from the Palestinian side.
Peter, all of this, of course, raises the question about successors to Yasser Arafat. What's the thinking about who would take over, maybe both in the short term and in the long term?
Well, it's a long-standing issue. Like a lot of Arab leaders, Yasser Arafat has spent many years consolidating power to himself and dissuading potential successors from lining up too close to him or getting their hands on any real levers of power. A couple of leading contenders, highly popular PLO veterans like Arafat, have been killed over the years. Although the Palestinian Authority has had two prime ministers now, neither man is held in the same esteem as Arafat, is thought to be able to unify these various factions the way Arafat could, at least used to be able to. There is a plan. It's written down in the Basic Law and elsewhere in the PLO Charter involving the Speaker of the Palestinian Legislative Council and the Secretary General of the PLO. But the real concern is that no matter what that plan says, there might be a violent power struggle in this huge power vacuum that might be left should Arafat suddenly be removed from the scene.
Okay. NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Peter, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.